The death of David Masondo has left many shocked and in tears. Masondo, who was the lead singer of the Soul Brothers, died after he was hospitalized when he felt extremely tired following a sterling performance. Many have described his death as a shocking loss. Moses Ngwenya, the only surviving founding member of the group, says Masondo will be greatly missed, but the Soul Brothers will not die.
Very bad, because we've been together with this guy for like 40 years. We liked what we're doing, you know, and playing the music. We really definitely think we'll continue with the name, because that's a big brand.
The Soul Brothers manager, Bodloza Nzimande, described him as the best of South Africa's music talents.
He's a hero in as far as music is concerned, especially the music of this country, local music, especially traditional and Baganga music.
And South Africa's well-known poet Nzwakhe Mbuli says he should be counted among music kings.
We have lost Mbaqanga King, the leader of the Soul Brothers, known all over the world, internationally acclaimed. Like a soldier, he fell on the battlefield.
The Soul Brothers had soul-touching songs like Wambiza Umbiza. And others that could send the body into motion like Idlozi. And Zimbabwean gospel musician Marvelous Spanda says Mbaqanga will never be the same without Masondo.
Very good guy, my father, even a teacher to me.
Zimbabwean Mbaqanga lovers like Nkosini Chuma have saluted him for the influence he had on Zimbabwean musicians.
The Soul Brothers inspired a lot of musicians in Zimbabwe.
While people from all walks of life will have songs to remember, dished by Masondo and the Soul Brothers' third albums, there is no doubt that the blonde and beautiful will forever salute him for the songs like Wamuhle Mntwana Womuntu. Reporting for Studio 7 in Johannesburg, this is Benedict Nhlapo.
Oh,